Okay, here's an interesting story. A friend of mine who's been here for about 8 months. She arrived from Gaza, from the occupied territories in Palestine, and she got married to my other friend who owns a Middle Eastern Arabic store. And they live in an apartment complex in the South Bay. So every day she comes out to go to school. She's been taking English courses. She faces, she finds dirt and garbage on her car. And at first she tried to ignore it, saying, oh, maybe, you know, just there's some kids who are doing that. And she wears the hijab, the veiling. In Islam, women wear the veils. So she spoke to her husband about it and complained about actually finding this dirt and this trash on the car every day, and that she gets really dirty comments every time she gets out to go driving or to leave the house. And at first he just wanted to keep it private. He didn't want to share it with anyone, just saying, you know, I just want to live peacefully within the apartment complex. I don't want to have any issues with other people. And then he started sharing it with family, but that's where it stayed. Again, going back to the reasons I mentioned, that not wanting to get involved with the FBI, who are watching Muslims and Arabs very closely, and who are being accused with criminal acts that they have not committed. And it's so easy now to attach this word terrorism on individuals who are Middle Eastern, who look Middle Eastern or Muslim, and of course that includes, again, South Asians, Kurds, people who are not even Arabic at all. There are so many other stories that I got from the hotline, the hate crime hotline from ADC, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, and I want to actually read some direct quotes for you real quick. I also have some pictures to show you if you would like, and this actually happened here in this neighborhood off of Valencia. And basically, those are pictures of a mission apartment repeatedly vandalized with anti-Arab graffiti, garbage, and fezes. That's both human and animal. The house, the residents Arab American, has been attacked from between 5 to 6 times. And the reason that this house has been attacked is because it had a very small Palestinian flag on the door. It says here, and I'll show you closely if you come later. It says "Kill Arabs" right on the sidewalk, and then on the door it says "Die Pig." And then again off of the window it says "Die Arabs" or "Kill Arabs," and the door has been completely vandalized. Those are some of the emails that were received by the American Anti-Discrimination Committee, American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. It says, "Please die. This happened between March 2000 and March 2003, so right when the war erupted on Iraq. Please die. I hope the U.S. nukes the Middle East, then the world will be a better place. Fucking Arabs go to hell. You will pay. This pathetic attempt to distance yourselves from terrorists will fool no one. I will enjoy watching your countries and people burn. You should start acting like Americans and not terrorists. You're either American or Arab. Arab American is an oxymoron. You're either, a level-headed person, whatever that means, but now I believe your organization should shut down, and I will refrain from going to any Arab-owned businesses. Now Arabs all over the world will suffer." There was also a note on the car of an Arab-American woman that says, "Why do you have a sticker?" She had a sticker on her car saying "Free Palestine," a pretty small sticker on the bumper. "Why do you have a sticker on your car that says you support suicide bombing? Are you a fucking Muslim terrorist? I've reported your plate to the authorities so they can conduct a background check, so just to make sure that you're not a terrorist." So even that people who are full of hate even are using official statements and are using the systematic oppression and discrimination of Muslims and Arabs.